Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Actual English Podcast, episode number 2. Hopefully you have all returned willingly and happily, eagerly to learn more English with me. Well, I can assure you that you are in the right place. The first episode was mainly about myself, whereas this one will be about how to use my podcast. So consider the first 2 podcasts introductions, and after this podcast we will begin with some real British topics with interesting cultural points for you guys to better understand England, its culture, its language, and its people. You may be thinking, what is actual English? Is it just a podcast? Or is there more? Well, I can tell you that this podcast, the Actual English Podcast, is part of a wider plan. The name of my plan slash program is called Actual English. And Actual English Podcast is just one part of this plan, this project. There will be videos on my YouTube channel, which is Actual English on YouTube. And there will also be my website. I haven't officially published it yet, but it'll be there soon, guys. And on the Actual English website, there shall be my podcasts, videos from YouTube, additional courses, for example, the 50 most useful British expressions, books read by me, me analysing and watching small clips from British and American TV shows. For example, do you really like the TV show Friends? But maybe you can't understand exactly what Joey meant in this one scene. Well, in my videos, I will help explain step by step what happened in the scene and what he said and why it means that. In other words, I would like to make sure that you keep an eye out on the Actual English world and all the great content I can't wait to make for you. But the topic in this podcast is how to use my podcast. You may be thinking, but Fraser, it's a podcast. We all know, you just have to listen. And, well, yes, you would be right, but what if I told you that you could additionally use other methods to increase your understanding of my podcast? Great news, right? Well, it's your lucky day, as I will tell you exactly that. Firstly, I want you to think of learning English the exact way of how a baby would learn English. So how I learned English when I was a child and a baby. How did we all learn our first native language? Did we use flashcards before we could walk? No. Did we look at grammar tables before we could say mama or daddy? No. Of course not. We all learn through input from our parents and our families. We as babies, we listened a lot. We absorbed everything every day from the people around us, what they were saying, the sentences they were saying, not just singular words, but sentences. And it didn't require any effort. We just simply laid there, listened, absorbed, probably cried a lot. But overall, we just listened and learnt so much. And this is the key word I want everyone to remember when you think of my podcast and resources. Absorb. And if you don't know this word, simply think input, input, input. And hopefully you know what input means. If you don't, look it up now. Input. Important word. And I promise you, if you listen to my podcast every day, when you have spare time, a spare hour, or even a spare 10 minutes, you'll make huge progress as the days, weeks, and months add up. After 3 months of listening and absorbing my content, I promise you that you will start to notice big improvements in your English understanding. But what else? Just understanding? No. You'll also be able to speak more confidently, and I'm sure of this. All the native phrases, expressions, and sentence order I use, so the grammar, which you pick up just from listening, all of this is repeated very, very often to your ears and sticks in your long-term memory. And then one day, you'll simply say exactly what you want to say in English without a second thought. How did it happen? Input, input, input. That's the key, guys. And trust me, because I've used this method myself for the foreign languages that I've learned and I'm currently learning, and it really does work. You don't need talent. You don't need hard work. Just lots of repetition, lots of listening, and lots of, how to say this, desire to learn, so desire to listen. If you're willing to listen to a lot, then you will learn a lot. Even better, if you're willing to listen to my resources or my podcast, I can guarantee you will learn a lot. So how would I recommend you listen to my podcast? First and foremost, listen to it. That's fairly obvious. But the first time, you may understand maybe 40%, 50%. It depends on your level of English. So maybe 40%. It's normal. I don't expect you guys to understand everything. Unless you're an advanced student, then great work. But if you guys understand just a small amount of what I'm saying, it's good. Don't hide, don't run anywhere, okay? So then I recommend you listen to it a second time. So on the second time you listen, you already understand the topic, what I'm speaking about. So on the second time, the material is no longer new. And on your second listen through of the podcast, you may find that you understand 10%, 15% more already. Small progress already. Great. Even better, I recommend that you listen and read along at the same time. This requires more effort, of course, as you cannot just listen in the background, but now you must pay attention and also read the text too. However, this method helps create connections between how the words look on the page or on the screen and their sounds. Of course, read by myself, a native English person with a British accent. So now in your head, when you see the word, for example, Sunday, you picture the word and hear my voice. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. The text to each podcast will be found on my website. So if you want to try this method for yourself for reading and listening, I recommend you check it out. Another way you can use this podcast is writing down all the words you hear, but you're not sure what they mean. If you're not sure how to spell it, write it down how you think it sounds, and then try finding it online, maybe Google or another dictionary. You can even send me an email with those words, even if they're spelt wrong, and tell me which podcast. My email is learnactualenglish@gmail.com. learnactualenglish@gmail.com. And I'll happily tell you exactly what these words mean, and I'll also send you a recording of how to say them. Once you have a list of the words you didn't understand, turn them into flashcards. Flashcards are cards which have the English word on one side and on the other side the meaning of this word in your mother tongue. In English we say mother tongue. This just means your native language. However, I do know in other languages such as Polish or Russian, tongue is used for your tongue and also a language. So hopefully this makes sense, mother tongue. But that's a useful expression. And you can even write whole sentences on these flashcards from the podcast. So from podcast to flashcards. And this way, when you review them, these cards will have the context of the sentences already on the card. And lastly, I would recommend that you listen to all my podcasts two or even three times over. For example, listen to all the episodes that are available and then go back to episode one. Maybe 3 months later, 6 months later, or even a year. And I am 100% sure you'll notice how much more you understand now compared to a year ago. And this is great natural motivation. So that's all from me for today's podcast. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. And as always, do feel free to send me any messages, questions, recommendations, anything. Happily will read and reply. And as always, take care, guys, and enjoy learning English. All the best.